Music from a set of Preludes and Fugues, published as Opus 35 by Felix Mendelssohn. The artist we heard there is Michael Brown, one of the most interesting and talented young American pianists who is also a composer. And I picked him out specially this morning because he will be appearing with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra this season. And as promised, I have on the phone line the executive director of the Kalamazoo Symphony, Jessica Mallow Gully, and the music director of the Kalamazoo Symphony, Julian Cuerti. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Kara.
We were just off air wishing we could be together and see and use our faces and eyes to signal to each other. But this is what we'll have to do for today. And I have a feeling we'll be rolling along happily in no time. First off, I'd like to say I know there has been an enormous amount of effort behind the scenes from both of you, Jessica and Julian, as well as the staff at the Kalamazoo Symphony. And we are here at the very beginning of the centennial season. It's really going to happen. And we're so glad, I'm so glad to be able to hear about events that can be shared with Kalamazoo right now. So there are some 4 different events in the space of a month coming up as early as next week. You must feel some amount of accomplishment at this point.
Well, that's absolutely right.
Go ahead, Jessica, go ahead. You first.
Well, you know, it has really been a lot of fun trying to get a season planned and replanned, as you said, to get us to this point. And Julian's really just done an incredible job working with folks in our community, working with our musicians, just coming up with programs that we are able to do during this fall time, which will be virtual, and the springtime, which we hope will be virtual and an option to attend in person if that's going to be allowed. But the first 4 things coming up, we'll be outside at the park at Overlander Bandshell coming up on September 30th. But before that, streamed online this coming week, September 24th at 7 p.m., a concert with some of our artists in residence. We'll have a First Presbyterian series coming up at the beginning of October. And most importantly, Julian, will you tell everyone about our very special online celebration?
I would be more than happy to. First of all, Kara, good morning, and thank you so much for having us on your program. It's always a joy for me to be here and to talk with you and all of your listeners. As we spoke before, we spoke about the Prometheus Project, and we talked a little bit about what the COVID pandemic has meant to us as artists and musicians, and it really is posing these existential questions that we have been forced to try to answer. But you know, there's an old saying that the show must go on, and indeed in Kalamazoo it will. And we are really, really excited now to be able to tell you finally about all of our planning and what we've got in store for you and for all of the listeners. Jessica mentioned that we'll be presenting our very first live in-person programming at the Overlander Bandshell, which will be an outdoor concert. It will be limited in terms of the number of public that can attend. You will need to have a ticket. The tickets, I believe, are pay what you like or pay what you can. But we will need to limit the number of public. I believe, Jessica, is this correct, to 100?
That's right. A limited number of spots are going to be available to make sure that it's safe for everyone to be there, distance outdoors.
That's right. And we do have, as Jessica mentioned as well, we do have a little preview sampler, an online stream concert on the 24th of September. And we will also have our first Presbyterian chamber music series will also be streamed online. But the big event that I'm really excited about that's coming up on October the 20th is an online presentation, KSO at 100, Celebrating Community. This is a program that we are putting together celebrating 100 years of the symphony in our community. And we're going to feature the orchestra. We're going to feature many, many groups, community partners. There'll be some cameo appearances from very, very well-known guest artists nationally and internationally, wishing us happy birthday. There will be all sorts of music and all sorts of fun. This will be streaming live October 20th. That's a Tuesday, and you really don't want to miss that. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that. Right now, we're putting together all sorts of great things for that, for the listeners. It's going to be a free online streaming event. Everybody's invited to our 100th birthday party.
We've
got all sorts of great great offerings this fall, but maybe Kara, you can ask us about some of them in particular. I'm very happy to talk about all sorts of programming.
I was just going to jump in and say that while we're talking, if you are online or have a computer nearby, you can follow along and see what's planned at the Kalamazoo Symphony website. It's kalamazoosymphony.com. And to reiterate what Julian Quarty just said, Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra at 100, celebrating community. That celebration will be Tuesday, October 20th. And it is both online and at the Overlander Bandshell. We know that we are under crowd restrictions right now. And at this point, it's 100 people. Look to the website for tickets and reserving your space if you'd like to be there in person. Is that more or less accurate, Jessica?
That's right. And by the time we're done with this interview, it will be live on the website for people to go on and be able to reserve those tickets for those first four opportunities, and more to come after that.
Well, if you want to get in the pattern and in the habit of tuning into the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra special events, as you mentioned, Jessica, the first one would be next Thursday, September 24th at 7 p.m. with a virtual stream coming from the Hall Judy K. Jolliffe Theater. And that is also sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. I don't really have program details on that. Any sneak peek or hints about next Thursday's program from you, Julian?
Well, we're calling this Sample the Symphony, and we're choosing a few small works that are enticing and that we really feel will open up this season and give you a little taste of what's to come. They're chamber works. We're not presenting the symphony orchestra in this concert. It's going to be a few chamber works, some movements of a string quartet that you will hear the entire program perhaps later at the First Presbyterian series. There'll be some wonderful music for percussion that part of it has been written and arranged by one of our percussionists, Greg Secor. So there's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a short little introductory program. But the first main, I would say, larger grouping of musicians that we'll be able to present will be in November, when we bring pianist Michael Brown, who is a wonderful young American pianist. He lives in New York. He's very involved with the chamber music at Lincoln Center. He's always being played on the radio, and he's a composer. And he was commissioned to write a concerto for the Gilmore Festival last May, which unfortunately we were not able to perform. But Michael and I had been talking about the performance, and we've been working on the score together. And I didn't want to let it go, so we were able to strike a deal very graciously with the Gilmore Festival that they've given us the opportunity to premiere this concerto. So this will be a world premiere, and I'm pairing it with a wonderful arrangement of a Beethoven string quartet by Gustav Mahler and the Bartok Divertimento for strings, which is one of my personal favorites.
Oh, it's been a while. That is a wonderful piece. And has Michael shared? I know sometimes composers work up to the very last minute with putting final touches on their pieces. Has he shared anything with you on this brand new work?
You're You're right. It's funny because he was working on it up to the last minute, but as we remember, the last minute was last May. So I do have a score. I've been able to study it. It's sitting on my piano here at home. I think it's a wonderful piece. It's written for piano and string orchestra. It's really, I'm looking forward to performing this. And we're going to stream this. This will be, the concert will be on November the 22nd, and we're going to stream this online for folks at home, because I don't believe at that point we will be yet ready to allow public into our concerts, unless something major changes. And I wanted to speak about this a little bit. As we go into the new year, starting in January, that's where we intend to present all of our masterworks symphonic concerts. And we have been, for the last 4 months, in communication with all sorts of national bodies, many other orchestras, including New York Philharmonic and Los Angeles, all the big players. We have been talking with them, seeing how they're handling musician spacing and distancing, as well as the public. And I want to assure you and all of your listeners that the safety and health of our public is our number one priority. And when we get to the point where we can offer concerts for people to listen to live, I want everybody to know that we are taking this absolutely seriously, the safety and health of all of our listeners, and there will be many, many protocols and safeguards in place. So hopefully we will be able to present music in a joyful, welcoming atmosphere that is also safe for you to attend.
You know, with the organization, in this case, the Kalamazoo Symphony, taking safety so seriously, that also has to be matched by a person who wants to attend, like myself. I have to have an intention to bring a mask, wear a mask, and keep it on. If that is something you're just not ready to do, or it's too uncomfortable, or you just find you don't think you can last a couple hours, then maybe don't do it. Watch virtually. But it's up to all of us to care for each other and follow some guidelines in order to safely enjoy music, which we need so much right now. Am I right?
Right. That's absolutely right. And it's one of the big reasons that we've been working collaboratively with all of our musicians to be able to stream events this year. And this isn't something that symphonies were often in the practice of doing, a lot of anyway, previous to COVID. And it's really one of the things that I do hope sticks around with us this year and beyond, the ability for us to reach patrons and Kalamazoo Symphony community members, wherever they may be, in the comfort of their homes, or if they're wintering somewhere warmer, that they might still be able to tune in and see our great Masterworks concerts from wherever they may be. And that is something we'll be able to offer this year, and I hope beyond this year as well.
One thing that would be something to think about, again, from the audience perspective, say, you know what, the stress of going out and putting a mask on and sitting with other folks is a little outside your comfort zone. If you're watching at home, find a way. There's a button on the website to throw some dollars to the Kalamazoo Symphony or whoever's presentation you're watching. That is also a possibility, and it really means a lot. It's almost like voting in favor of the organization as they do their utmost to bring you the music that we feels like I took for granted in the past, but now I'm certainly seeing behind the curtain a little more here.
Sure.
Well, thank you all for that, Kara. Yeah, Julian, go ahead.
We all took for granted something that now we realize how much it meant to us. But to speak a little bit more about our format and the safety, we've decided when we start to present our masterworks series starting in January, we've decided to change the format. And we're going to be presenting concerts that are between 60, just a little bit over 60 minutes in length with no intermission. So we're not going to ask the public to sit in a mask for an extraordinary long period of time. And we're also not going to invite a lot of mingling and a lot of mixing at intermission. It will be a very specific entry and exit procedure for the concert hall based on the zone of where you're sitting. It'll be very dependent on the venue as well. But when you're in your seat, you'll be able to sit there, you'll be able to listen to the music, and the orchestra will also be masked. This is something that we've been working very hard to select the proper materials and the proper masks to wear. And in fact, if you would believe it, all of our wind instruments and our brass instruments, the instruments themselves will be getting masks. So you will see clarinet masks and trombone masks. So it's going to look different. It's going to look, it's not going to look the same as we would remember. I haven't heard it yet. I can't speak to whether it's going to sound different, but I'm pretty sure that given how great our musicians are, we'll be able to bring the music to life beautifully.
The programming is exciting. It's listed at KalamazooSymphony.com. And just to reiterate, the Tuesday, October 20th, event is a celebration of 100 years, and it celebrates the community as well. And it's outdoors at the Overlander Bandshell in Portage. And so there's an opportunity to attend in person or watch online. And Julian, thank you very much for clarifying that that's not the traditional two-hour program, and that this it's actually tailored. It's tailored to what's going on today and what actually does help my comfort level of both, you know, as in the audience, an hour sounds about right. And knowing that the protection level will be very high is giving me some encouragement, certainly.
Well, that's great. Kara, I just wanted to make sure that all of our listeners are if anybody's writing something down, that everything is correct, that the October 20th event will only be online. That one is not going to be at the Bandshell. The Bandshell is on September the 30th.
Okay.
Just to avoid any miscross wires. So October 20th, only enjoyable from the comfort of your living room.
Got it. Okay. Well, yep, that's my role to get in there, mess things up, and have you correct everything.
Well, there's a lot to keep straight because we've got a whole lot going on this year, and we're just so excited to finally be able to share it with the community.
Yeah, me too.
So shall I talk a little bit about the programs come January?
Please do. Because that's...
Well, we're going to kick things off with, it's a Beethoven year. 2020 was a Beethoven year. This was the 250th anniversary of his birth. And we were planning to celebrate with all of the Beethoven symphonies, which is something that I still would love to do in a future year, but it was not in the cards. We've decided not to feature any singers indoors this season. So we moved things a little bit, but I'm so happy to be able to include two symphonies by Beethoven on this season's program. The very first concert will open with Beethoven's fourth symphony, which is a young, fresh, exuberant work, full of life, full of character, full of joy. And I think it's great to play this type of music in January when, you know, typically the weather and, you know, all sorts of things will produce a gloomy effect. So we dispel the gloom with Beethoven's Fourth Symphony and with Mozart's C major piano concerto featuring a dear friend and one of the great pianists alive this century, Richard Good. He's been featured a number of times on the Gilmore Festival. This will be the first time that he plays with the Kalamazoo Symphony. Richard has been playing, I believe, when I spoke to him a couple of years ago when we decided on this program, he's been playing only Mozart for the past 4 or 5 years now. So he's steeped himself in Mozart, in all things Mozartian, and he is one of the finest Mozart players that we have right now. And I'm so happy to be able to present him with the symphony playing this concerto. It's going to be wonderful.
It's hard.
We also feature a work written. Oh, sorry. Excuse me, Carrie. Were you asking a question?
I was jumping in just to say it's hard to think of another performer who isn't so associated with Mozart and his world. We have some incredible recordings right up there. If they might be the best we have of Mozart concerti with Richard Good.
Exactly. And he was my first choice to play Mozart, and I thought that we were so lucky to be able to have him. We will also feature on this opening concert a piece written by one of the members of our orchestra, who is also a composer, Elizabeth Start, one of our cellists. She was commissioned to write a piece for our 100th anniversary. It's a wonderful piece called Traces, and it tells the story of three strong women in the Kalamazoo community, one of them being Lita Snow, our founder, the founder of this orchestra. So I thought it was very fitting to begin our Masterworks season with her piece, and we're really looking forward to premiering that.
That's very exciting.
The next program in February will feature Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4 with echoes of Fate. It's a large, powerful, romantic symphony by the Russian master, and we open the concert with a work by a very wonderful young female African American composer, Jessie Montgomery, and she's written a piece called Banner that's an extrapolation or an exploration of the idea of a national anthem, and specifically the Star Spangled Banner, and what that means in our world today. We will also be featuring the gold medalist of the Stolberg competition, Dong Young Shim. That is assuming he can get his travel from Korea worked out in order to be able to come and play with us. If not, we're going to try to present him in a future season. March is a concert that I have been waiting for more than a year to present for Kalamazoo. This will be the concert that we bring back Raymond Harvey. And I know that he is still such an important figure in our community, and people have been really looking forward to his return. So he will come back in March with a program that features, of course, Elgar, which is one of his favorite composers.
Right.
Elgar's charming miniature serenade for strings, as well as music by Stravinsky, the Firebird Suite, and a violinist, Stefan Jacki, one of these great young violinist that we've got for you this season, playing the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto.
That brings back...
Program.
Oh, sorry, Julian. I did it again.
No, I'm just going to keep rolling, but you can interrupt me. Go ahead.
It's called Raymond Returns, and it brings back so many happy memories of music and conversation with Raymond Harvey, whose passion for music is so, so deep. And I did notice the nod to Elgar on the program, knowing that he's especially passionate about Elgar's music. So, yes, that'll be great for those of us who remember the many seasons he was the music director in Kalamazoo.
Absolutely. And being our music director emeritus. He still holds a very close and dear place with our organization, and we're very happy to be able to welcome him back. In April, this will be a program that contains only one work, which will be Bruckner's Fourth Symphony. The composer, in fact, titled it the Romantic Symphony, and it's a majestic, passionate, triumphant work for the Romantic Orchestra. It's of cinematic proportion. It has enormous scope, and it speaks, I think, really to human experience, to life. It's the slow movement is incredibly meditative, and it's a work that I feel very, very strongly about, that I have loved deeply for many years, and I really look forward to bringing this to life in Kalamazoo. It features a large orchestra, and we have plans in place how to position ourselves and set ourselves up on the stage in order to be able to play this in a safe, socially distanced way. But this is really one of the highlights of the season, of the upcoming season, for myself. This is one of my personal favorite pieces.
I was going to jump in once again. Sorry, Julian.
Go ahead.
I know there's another.
I wish we were in the studio together and I could see your face, even if it were behind a mask, and then I would know exactly when you wanted to say something.
I just wonder if other people feel a bit like I do. I have access to Bruckner symphonies, and I haven't done in. I was just picturing our interview in the future where you say, Kara, what do you think of that moment in the first movement where this happens? And I'll be like, I don't know what's happening in the first movement because I haven't listened to Bruckner enough. And my excuse is that I have 55 minutes in an hour. And Bruckner goes a little beyond that. So poor man stays on the shelf.
Well, you know, it's true. I kind of look at it like you're visiting a national park. You have to decide that you want to go there, and it's much, much better to go there in person than to look at it, you know, on a television program or in a book. You have to be there to experience it. It's a spiritual experience as much as it is a musical one.
Yeah.
And it's something that I really feel it's important to be there and to be in the moment. And I find, I mean, I'm absolutely with you that I almost never put on something at home when I'm listening to music. I never put on something that's going to demand my attention for an hour. That's unheard of, especially I have young kids running around. I've got all sorts of other details of my life. Unless I'm doing research and trying to actually listen specifically to things that I want to program or that I'm looking for, I wouldn't necessarily play something that long. But to be in a concert where you're already committing to sitting and to being part of the experience, it's absolutely transformative. So, in fact, this is a symphony that I don't think you really... It's not a challenging symphony to internalize, to get it. You don't need to prepare, let's say, as you might for something else that was more abstract. You could. It's enough to just go, to listen with open ears, and to let the music wash over you and infiltrate you. And it's a wonderful, cleansing, beautiful experience. And Bruckner's music, more than any other for me, brings me to this state. It's almost meditative.
Thanks for giving us the permission to take that approach. Wonderful. We have about 5-6 minutes left, I think, and a couple more concerts to go to. So Julian, I'm going to stay quiet and let's hear about the May performance.
Okay, I'll try to give a very short summary. May, we are bringing wonderful violinist James Ennis, who I've been looking forward to collaborating with for a few seasons now. He will play the Brahms Violin Concerto, and will feature Schumann's Third Symphony on the same program. Schumann and Brahms were close friends in real life, and I feel that these two pieces are also close friends, and I think they all work very well together. And James, somebody that I can't wait to present here in Kalamazoo for the first time. Our final subscription Masterworks concert this year, believe it or not, it will be in June, and we will be presenting it outdoors. This is new for us. We've decided to take our final Masterworks concert and to present it outdoors at the Sherman Lake Y. There's a beautiful stage tucked away right beside the lake, overlooking a great grass field that's surrounded by trees. It's idyllic. And we're going to present a program that was originally performed by the Kalamazoo Symphony in 1962 by Maestro Millar. And this, I've taken his program verbatim, exactly what he programmed, because I thought it was so exceptional, and I thought it was a wonderful way to celebrate our 100 years, was to look back and to borrow something from our past. The program opens with Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, written in 1943 for the U.S. War effort. We will then have a selection from Mussorgsky's masterpiece, his opera Boris Godunov. We're going to play the coronation scene, and this was a piece of music that influenced basically the entire Russian school after he had written this. It changed things completely. It's breathtaking, and it features the Bach Festival Chorus, as well as some vocal soloists, a bass baritone, who will be singing the role of Boris. And this concert will end with Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. This was a piece that we had originally sought to feature in our Beethoven Festival that never happened because of COVID. So we saved the Beethoven Nine, the Ode to Joy, and we will be performing that in a safe, socially distanced way outdoors. This is June 26th at Sherman Lake, and we will be releasing all the details of how to get tickets on our website as soon as that's available. This is our season. It hasn't been what we expected, but I'm really looking forward to it, and it feels to me a little that there's a little bit of comfort food, and that's okay because this is the season for it. So we're going back to repertoire that we know, that we love, that we've been dying to play for the last 6 months, and we can't wait to share it with you.
Thank you so much, Julian. Julian Querty is the music director of the Kalamazoo Symphony. And just listening to simply describe the programs, I'm filled with anticipation and appreciation for your commitment and deep consideration over the series, as well as what we're all going through in these times together. The Kalamazoo Symphony website is where you can find full details. And of course, here on Classical WMUK, we will continue to check in regularly in order to bring more light on these programs. Jessica Mallow Gully is the executive director of the KSO. We haven't heard from you for a little bit, and I'm wondering if while you were listening, you were thinking of any additional things to mention to our listeners here at the end of the hour.
Absolutely. Well, we are so excited to share these programs with everybody, like we just just said. And there are some other things to look for on our website coming out this fall as part of our virtual season, including a Spooky Symphony family concert that will be online on Halloween morning. We'll have some really fun activities that you'll be able to find and download from our website when it gets closer to that event on Halloween. And also our famous Sounds of the Symphony concert that we do every December, celebrating the variety of holidays that we all have. And that will be streamed live on December 20th. And additionally, in the spring, we are so excited to have another couple of family concerts, one of which will be Peter and the Wolf in April, featuring Kalamazoo's own Ballet Arts Ensemble. And we are so excited to work with this incredible group of dancers to bring Peter and the Wolf to light then as well.
Jessica, I spoke to you last week. We touched on other programs the Kalamazoo Symphony is constantly working with, including teaching young kids. And for anyone who's really interested in a big scope of things at the KSO, I would recommend going back and listening to our conversation about that. It's posted at WMUK.org. And I just want to thank both of you for this on this Friday, sharing some really happy news with me and our listeners here on Classical WMUK. Underneath our conversation, I back-timed a little bit of Bruckner, Julian, so we'll be listening to the Andante to take us to the top of the hour. And
wonderful.
All I have to do now is say thank you both, Jessica and Julian.
Thank you so much, Carol. Always a pleasure to be here, and can't wait to catch up again soon.
Likewise.